Hi everyone, my name is David, and I'm a third-year geography undergraduate. Today I'm going to present the findings from a recent field research project my group conducted on agricultural impacts. We initially wanted to study arable farming and crop production, but instead we decided to focus our research on dairy and sheep farms. This is primarily because the local climate makes our region particularly suitable for year-round grazing, so it offered us a much richer area of study.
Before visiting the sites, we had certain preconceptions. Given the huge volume of milk and wool produced in this region, we assumed we'd be dealing with massive, faceless corporate operations. However, to our complete surprise, nearly every farm we surveyed operates as a family business, despite the incredibly large scale of their output. It was fascinating to see generations working together.
Looking at the dairy farms first, the level of modern methodology employed is astounding. I honestly thought farmers still relied purely on visual checks and basic veterinary visits to monitor animal health. In reality, the technological integration is huge. For instance, the cows are fitted with sensors attached to their collars. These devices monitor their well-being, movement, and feeding habits constantly, sending data straight to the farmer's smartphone.
Of course, environmental impact is a massive factor in modern agriculture. While excessive water usage is certainly a concern that gets a lot of press, the primary environmental goal for these particular dairy farmers is reducing their carbon footprint. They are actively achieving this by altering the cows' diets and managing waste more effectively to produce less methane.
Moving on to sheep farming up in the hills, the inherent challenges change completely. You might think extreme winter weather is their main problem, and it is tough. Actually, though, preventing soil erosion is their most constant battle, as overgrazing on steep inclines can permanently destroy the fragile hillsides.
To combat this, they employ some highly effective nature-based methodologies. Rather than just building heavy artificial fences to keep sheep away from vulnerable hedges, farmers are actively planting native trees along the slopes. This strategy naturally stabilizes the ground with deep roots and provides excellent natural shelter for the flocks.
Economically, it's a tough industry. Government grants certainly help, but many farms are forced to find ways to diversify their income to survive the economic pressures. Producing artisanal cheese was an option for some, but we found that tourism provides the most reliable secondary income for these rural communities, with many offering farm stays or guided walking routes.
This diversification often goes hand in hand with biodiversity. On one sheep farm, the reduction of chemical fertilizers hasn't just improved the quality of the local river water, it has led to the unexpected return of rare birds to the valley. The farmer was incredibly proud of this, and it was fantastic for us to document.
For our actual data collection, we didn't just rely on traditional questionnaires and interviews. We spent a lot of time analysing historical satellite images, but mapping the exact current boundaries of the grazing land was done using drones. This modern technology gave us incredibly accurate 3D models of the terrain to analyse back in the lab.
So, what are we doing with all this data? We are currently writing a detailed academic paper, which will be peer-reviewed. But before that is officially published next year, we are organising an exhibition in the university library next month. We want to share our photographs, 3D models, and findings with the general public. I hope to see some of you there.